Joining us now from the business team is Beefcake Ananzaki. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm very good. Beefcake.
Yeah.
That's the first.
It's a good, isn't it? I was just saying that the Sydney Skolsky being the first one to invent that term. I was thinking of Eric Cartman from the one of the first episodes of South Park where he's bulking up, becoming Beefcake. But anyway, let's talk about things beefing up and not. Renewed criticism beefing up of officials' handling of monetary policy and inflation, he said, trying to squish into the most awkward segue in RNZ history. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Reserve Bank and the Finance Minister have been criticised for what's being labelled as mismanagement of monetary policy and combating inflation. This is from the free market think tank New Zealand Initiative. We have a report out this morning from Senior Research Fellow Bryce Wilkinson, where he renews criticism of the RBNZ, saying their handling of monetary policy resulted in inflation surging, overstimulated the economy and caused the housing boom. If you remember, interest rates fell to a record low when COVID hit. The OCR was as low as 0.25%. Now, Bryce Wilkinson also hit out at the Reserve Bank for what he calls poor economic forecasting, like missing the mark on inflation. Now, in fairness, a lot of the things, some of the things like the war in Ukraine couldn't be predicted, but there is some criticism, a lot of criticism actually, from Bryce Wilkinson into the forecasting unit of the Reserve Bank. But he says ultimately the finance minister has to bear a lot of responsibility because he says the minister determines the RBNZ's objectives and appoints the governor and plays a key role in making appointments to the Reserve Bank board. So, look, it's criticism we've heard before, and the Reserve Bank has always stood by its decisions.
Mm. Well, we'll have a look and see what happens with that more. Thank you very much, sir. And you can hear more from the business team on Morning Report this morning at 10 to 7 as those stories expand.